We welcome you into the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Eagles head coach Chip Kelly. Eagles opening the season with a win in Washington. Now it's the home opener on Sunday against the San Diego Chargers. Coach, what did you learn about your team on Monday night? I mean, it was a tough environment. You go down early, team bounce back. From a mental standpoint, that's got to make you very happy.
It did. You know, I don't know if I learned anything. I think everybody else learned what I felt. We as a coaching staff felt, you know, being around these guys for as much time as we've been around them. You know, we knew we were going to play hard. You know, in a game like that, in a hostile environment, that you're going to make mistakes. But if we go out there and compete and play to our fullest, then we got a shot at winning the thing.
You got a lot of new pieces in the locker room, a lot of new faces. The leadership, I mean, we talked about this a little bit in the preseason. Where does that come from? How do you feel about how it's developing, the camaraderie, the leadership, the veterans kind of taking charge?
Well, chemistry and attitude are the two biggest things, I think, on any team or any organization. And I think our players genuinely like being around each other. They enjoy spending time with each other. You got to spend the hours that we spend. It's really important that everybody gets along, and I think we do as a team.
Coach, LeSean McCoy, I mean, number 25, 184 yards, huge game. You've just been doing it for the last couple of years here. You take over, and you have a chance to work with a talent like that. How do you describe LeSean, just as a player that you coach, as a talent?
You know, we don't have enough time in this show to describe LeSean, and I'm not talking about as a football player. He's a very complex, interesting individual. He's a lot of fun to be around, just that a vibrant personality. He's got a lot of energy, a lot of juice. He's always wanting to learn, always wanting to make himself a better player. He's a lot of fun to be around.
I know you've talked a lot about Washington, and I know your mind is in San Diego, but if we could just go back to the first half against the Redskins, as you looked at it on tape, how did you describe what you saw in the first half offensively?
We were okay. You know, I think there's a lot of things we need to do to play better. We did play hard, and that was the biggest thing we wanted to talk about going out into the first game, is that we control our effort and we control our attitudes. Obviously, we're going to make mistakes. You know, things are going to happen during the course of the game. You know, you drive down the field in the opening drive and then have a lateral called on you, and it wasn't a forward pass, and they pick it up and return it for a touchdown. But, you know, really liked how our players reacted. All right, let's go back out and let's do it again, you know, and not let the last play affect the next play. And I think from a mental standpoint, really, really liked where our players were at. But there's so many things we can work on, and there's so many things we have to continue to work on to be a really good football team. And I think our players understand that.
We're Wednesday here. It's a short week. What's the key to getting everybody back focused intensity-wise and then from a physical standpoint in a short week?
We had, you know, our players in yesterday just for meetings. They were great. Obviously, when you win, there's a little bit better attitude coming into things. But you know, we got to get back out on the field today. It's a normal Wednesday in NFL speak. So, we got to get back to work today. So we'll be back out in the field. Usually our Wednesday is a full padded practice. We're going to save that and not be in full pads today just because we played 2 days ago. But we're back out in the field. We got a two-hour training session, and we got to start preparing for the San Diego Chargers.
Chip, everybody talks about how they follow the football, and they talk about the pace, and you've gotten all these questions, raves about the offense. I kind of spent a lot of time on Monday night watching away from the ball, and the wide receivers blocking, and the tight ends blocking, and the running backs blocking, and even Michael Vick blocking a lot. Off the football, everybody's into it, throwing their bodies into the cause here.
Yeah, they are, and that's what it is. It's a total team effort, in that we have to have 11 guys on each play playing with great effort. And if we can get 11 guys consistently playing 4 to 6 seconds with relentless effort, then you got a shot, you know, and we talk about that all the time, is that we control our effort. You know, there's nothing saying that we can't play hard. You know, it's really just trying to develop that mindset. And I think our players really understand that, and they buy into that because they see the success when they do play hard, you know, what the results are.
On the defensive side of the ball, great effort from that group, taking football away. Interesting to see Trent Cole in a new role just come bursting out of the gates. What's been the key to his transition to a new kind of a new set of responsibilities?
It is a new set of responsibilities, but the first thing you notice when you meet Trent is that he just loves playing football. You know, and whether he's in a two-point stance or a three-point stance, he's still going to play with that same passion. He's still going to be ultra-aggressive. He's going to be a tone setter on the defensive side of the ball. And whether we have him with his hand on the ground or standing up, you're going to get the same player.
Is Michael Kendricks kind of in that same category, just as another set of responsibilities from last year? comes in and just blows everything up on Monday night.
Yeah, you know, obviously the first thing you notice about Michael when you start to work with him is just his athletic ability, and I think Billy Davis and our defensive coaches are doing a really good job of taking advantage of that and putting him in places where he can make plays. You know, he's a unique player because he's got a unique skill set. He's an outstanding athlete and does a great job of rushing the passer, but he's also our best cover linebacker. So I think the versatility that Michael brings is kind of key because the defense just can't key in and say he's the backer that's going to blitz all the time. Well, that would make things easy for him. You know, one time he blitzes, the other time he's in coverage, but he always seems to be around the ball.
Another guy I want to talk about, Brandon Boykin. He's a return man. He's a nickel cornerback. He's down the field on punts. Great effort. You've given him a lot of responsibility. And he has handled everything, hasn't he?
He has. He explosive young player. Really has a lot on his plate. He's our nickel, so he plays a ton for us there. He's also an outside corner for us, you know, backing up Fletch and Kerry. And has really played really, really well for us on special teams. But just another guy that's ultra-competitive, plays with great effort, and had a really, really good game last Monday night.
Chip, seven rookies on this roster. It's a rigorous schedule. What do you look for from young guys kind of just handling the load here?
To just not be bigger, you know, not let the situation be too big for them. You know, they need to be bigger than the situation. Is that you are a rookie, but that's not an excuse. That's not a, you know, you don't get a hall pass because you're a rookie. You know, you still have to put your time in. You have to put your work in. You have to show up here every day with a great attitude. And the ones that we kept, that's the reason we kept them.
San Diego Chargers on Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field. What have the Chargers shown you this week here?
Good football team. You know, an outstanding quarterback. Phillip Rivers has been around for a long time. Extremely intelligent. Antonio Gates is one of the, you know, the best tight ends to play the game, not just in the NFL currently, but one of the best to play the game. You know, multiple Pro Bowls. Very diverse on the offensive side of the ball. Rishad Matthews can run the ball, you know, so they're not just a one-trick pony. They can run the ball. Defensively, they actually kept their defensive staff, even though they have a new coaching staff. They kept their defense intact because they do a really good job on that side of the ball. So, you know, they played in a heartbreaking loss to the Texans, you know, immediately after us on Monday night. So they don't have an advantage from an extra day of preparing. So we're all on the same schedule. But we expect them to come in here, and like any game in the NFL, it's going to be a slugfest.
You referenced the Eagles fans on Monday night in Washington, lots of them showing up. What's the message? What would you like to – what kind of energy do you want from Eagles fans?
They just need to be themselves. You know, I'm excited to see what it's like in a home opener. You know, it was interesting, and I brought a smile to my face when, you know, the Redskins are trying to drive the ball in the fourth quarter, and I'm hearing defense chants in RFK Stadium. I just kind of was chuckling to myself. I'm like, that's pretty good following, you know, at an away game. So can't wait to see what it's like in the home opener.
It's just the beginning. Chip Kelly in studio here. We thank you for joining us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.